Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. Well, if you've been paying attention to the gospel the last couple of weeks, Jesus has been ministering in and around and on the Sea of Galilee, literally, walking on the Sea of Galilee. He fed the 5,000. He went up a mountain to pray. He walked out onto the water to see the boat calling Peter into the water. He went over to the other side and began healing. Here we are told that he has left the region, that he has gone to the sea, gone up to the region of Tyre and Sidon, which is on the western shore of the Mediterranean. And if you read Mark's gospel, the same lesson is there. It tells us a little bit about why he may have left, what he may have been doing. It says that he had gone on retreat, that he was taking a break, that he was that he did not want anybody to know where he was, and he didn't expect to be recognized. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm on vacation, I just want to be anonymous. I just don't want to be recognized necessarily, and I just want to be in my own space. And I can imagine Jesus wanting, after battling his critics back home, just wanting to be anonymous, perhaps. You know, the huge irony of all of this is that the message that he had been pouring out upon the people of Israel back home were falling on deaf ears. I mean, the people for which he came were not receiving his message. And here he is in a foreign land, not expecting to be recognized. I mean, he did not expect anybody to know who he was. And yet this Canaanite woman, you know, hears about him, seeks him out, finds him, and begins begging him, "Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, Son of David." Here she is, you know, proclaiming this profession of faith. She begs, "My daughter is being tormented by an evil spirit. You have the power, Lord, to set her free. Please help me." Jesus, you know, Jesus says, "I can't believe you know who I am. I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He was speaking about coming to the people of Israel. And yet here this Canaanite woman, this foreigner, is asking him, "Please." She comes and she kneels before him and says, "Lord, help me." And then he says something quite interesting. He says, "It's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Now, I personally don't think that this is meant to be an offensive statement. I think that they understood the hierarchy of things at the time, and I think that she did not take offense at this. It was an illustration. It was a point that she would have completely understood, that he had come for Israel, the chosen people. You know, having been to Honduras several times on the Texas Water Mission, drilling water wells, I remember being in these village centers where all these people gathered around. And I can imagine it being like a village in Jesus' day, where there were people, there were dogs, there were chickens, there were all kinds of things going on. We were working in the hot sun trying to drill a water well, and at lunchtime we broke, we took shade, we began to open up our coolers and take our lunches out, and immediately the worst looking mangy stray dogs that were in this town became gathering around us. And, you know, I'm an animal lover. I have a dog, and you look at these poor dogs, and they are the worst things I've ever seen. And your heart would say, yeah, just give them a little piece of your sandwich, or a little crumb, or just give them something. You know, these poor dogs were starving. You couldn't help but feel bad for them. Until you looked around and you saw a starving child. And the child was looking upon you with the same hunger, wanting just a piece of your sandwich, just a little bit of your food. And you know, you just don't feed the dogs when they're hungry children looking on. You know, I have no doubt that this was a common scene in Jesus' day as he went from village to village. And this is a scene that I think the Canaanite woman would have understood quite well, that there is a pecking order. We don't understand this in this egalitarian society that we live in, but there is a pecking order. And in God's plan of salvation that came to the whole world, even to this Canaanite woman, was coming first to the lost sheep of Israel. Yet it's so ironic that those for whom God came did not have eyes to see Him, ears to hear Him, hearts to receive Him. Yet this woman clearly knew who He was. And she says this beautiful response, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Just a little crumb, Lord. Just a little anything that you can offer me, even though I'm a foreigner, will be sufficient for me. You know, I think back to raising my own children and how many times we slave over preparing these wonderful meals, 3 square meals every day for our children, and so often they didn't like them. Oh, really? You know, maybe they don't like that. Maybe they don't like this kind of food or that kind of food, or maybe they will push it away and they want you to go prepare something else. Well, I don't know about you, but that didn't feel very good to those who were preparing those meals. But those meals didn't get wasted. God has prepared a wonderful meal for the children of Israel, and they've turned their nose up at it. They said that, "We're not interested. We want something else." And God says, this meal is not going to get wasted. It's going to go to those who are hungry for it. And you know, we see over and over in the Scriptures, the woman at the well, she could see clearly the foreigner, those who were not the powerful, nor the privileged, nor those who believed they were entitled. Those were not the people that found their seat at the table. No, it was the poor, the weak. It was the desperate. It was the humble. It was those who desired what God had. And you know, this woman's faith was irresistible. It didn't matter that she was outside of the covenant, that she was a foreigner. It was her deep humility. It was her hunger her perseverance, her willingness to accept anything that her Lord would give her. And that opened the way. And it defines our relationship and what our relationship looks like, what our posture toward God is, one of humility, one of neediness. God's blessing came upon her because she uttered those irresistible words, "Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon us. Help me." God will not stand by and do nothing when we say these words, "Lord, have mercy." But they can only be spoken from a place of poverty, a place of surrender, a place of need, a place of humility. Jesus says, as we sang in that song, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." I hope that you and I can see ourselves in the faith of this woman, because we're all in her place. We all stand outside of God's grace, unable to approach God except through the blood of Jesus, except through the cries of, "Lord, have mercy upon me." We have no claim upon the promise. We're not entitled to the promise. We don't come to God demanding. We come to God humbly asking and seeking. And that's what we do today. That's what we do we're getting ready to baptize two beautiful children of God. They are seeking to live a life of God and be adopted into the family of God. But it's all grace. It's not about entitlement. These children are going to have to grow to understand their neediness, their dependency, their place before God. It's not, "Oh, I've been baptized, God, therefore I deserve." It's "Lord, have mercy upon me. I know you're there. Continue to pour upon me the grace." And so we come to God poor, hungry. We come to God knowing that just a little bit, just a morsel is going to be sufficient. And when we have that, it is life. They're crumbs of life, morsels of life. As you come to the altar today, as you put your hands out as a sign of your own neediness, as your own asking God, as you receive that wafer, I pray that God will meet you in your own particular place of need and fill you with His grace and mercy, and that you'll be fully satisfied and made one with Him. Amen. All right. At this